Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have some friends in the studio.
Hello.
Everybody knows this song right here, right?
Hey.
You can't hear your own song if you know we're headphones, Malcolm. It's Malcolm and Tony from MKTO. Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, man? It's good to see you guys again.
Oh, we're like the new song. We played it on Flush the Format this morning.
Thank you very much.
You know, have to get everybody going the right way with the new song, Bad Girls. Let's play a little bit of that real quick.
Yeah, play it again.
Who's the bad girl you guys had in mind when you were writing this song?
Woo!
Jenna?
Yeah, no, actually, I have my pin. Could you tell me some of these? Could you tell me some of these bad things that I need to be doing?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
The whole concept of bad girls isn't necessarily, I don't think anybody wants to do. I think it's more or less like, you know, you'll be in a really great relationship with someone you really care about. And there'll always be those times where there's girls that just come out of the woodworks all of a sudden when you had a girlfriend. It might be the girl that you really are attracted to and might have been with before.
Right.
But you know it's not going to go anywhere, but you go anyways, and then it ends up going to, you know,
back
going
to
nowhere. Yeah, it's just, it's not.
So bad is not good?
Bad isn't, here's how I put it. Classic is the girl you want to take home to mom.
Uh-huh.
Bad girls are the girls you find on the way to your classic girl.
Yeah.
So throughout
who
life,
has more
you
fun?
Have, you know okay. what I mean? So
you need a couple bad girls before you get your
you
classic.
Need that balance. When you go to the grocery store, you'll find a classic girl, a good girl. When you go to the club, you're looking for a bad girl. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it depends on what aisle of the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These analogies are killing me.
That's funny.
Now, we can get the song on Tuesday.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
And that same day, you guys are going to be performing on GMA, on Good Morning America.
Sure. Very excited. Very happy they're having us back and doing that. And then also James Corden, June 4th.
That's a good look.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
And it'll be a coming out party for your song, Bad Girls, because they're saying this could be the song of the summer. That's the rumblings. One day you'll have 30-year-old chicks going like, yeah, that's a song I used to dance to in Cabo.
Yeah. This could be the next Let Me See Your Thong.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I like that.
It's weird writing a song and then seeing like 5-year-olds dance to the song. It's like, don't do that.
Bad girl.
But it's a classic. But we appreciate it, and we're just excited for everyone to hear it.
We're chatting with MKTO.
Are y'all, what's your marital status?
Either one. All right, let's see. Tony, single or taken?
Come on, MKTO.
I'm not officially with anybody, but I'm seeing a girl right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's honest.
Yeah,
you could be seeing girls.
I mean, I'm really bad at the whole thing.
Is she a bad girl or a classic?
She's a classic.
Okay, good.
Oh, there you go.
Malcolm.
Nah, yeah, I got a girl. I have a girlfriend.
There you go.
Wow. Is that hard for you to say?
That was really difficult, wasn't it?
Is it new or something, Malcolm?
That came from way down here.
It's early, you know, but yeah.
I used to sing as a girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
Let's say you're single. I mean, let's say you're 100%.
Okay, or a free pass if your girlfriend were allowed to give you one.
Woo. Your girlfriend gets hit by a bus.
I like that.
Who would you want to be next to?
She was dead and gone. Are you serious?
Come on, Tony.
I like the girls that are, you know.
Okay, Mel.
You guys have seen Nip Tuck?
Yes.
Okay, you know the first season, the cheerlieter girlfriend?
The crazy girl.
The crazy girl.
Oh, my gosh, our producer.
She's here.
Anna Lynn McCord. Oh. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
All
right. And that's reachable for you, Tony, right there.
That is.
I'm just saying, you know.
Hit her up on
Twitter. I'm trying to answer.
In fact, I think I got her number.
Okay, and you?
All right, Malcolm. Let's get you in trouble with your girlfriend now.
With the free pass. Like, I'm a little older sometimes. You know, Zoe Saldana, I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, buddy.
Isn't that the girl you like?
Hannah Simone, who's on that show, New Girl, right?
You like them flat-chested. Yeah. That's right. That's what I like.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Wait, I'm really late to the party on this, but I love scary movies. And then in your bio, I was reading you were in The Purge.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I was for a second. I really hope this one movie works out. They might be doing this other movie. It'd be with Gerard Butler and Billy Bob Thornton and Common and William Dafoe.
What would be the movie in the last few years that you've watched that you would love to be the lead character on? I'd want to be one of the guys from Fury in the tank with Brad Pitt.
Okay, I would wonder why. Also, what I love about that story is something they're also doing with this film is like you go to boot camp. So you go to boot camp for like a month before you shoot, and you basically just go with the whole cast. And what they did with that cast is they would fight and box every day. So Brad Pitt would box with Logan, with Shia.
Yeah.
They would all box. They ended up, you know, popping
getting
each
really,
tooth out.
Yeah,
getting,
yeah, hurting each other.
But to basically break down this ego factor where nobody felt like, oh, I'm working with Brad Pitt, or oh, I'm working with so-and-so. And it was a really great idea because you watch the movie, it's like a family, and it's such a good movie.
You really do feel it.
You could beat up Gerard Butler. I feel like he's kind of a wuss. Yeah.
I don't know, after hearing about the spray paint, the 300 spray paint six-pack.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah. You want to do that?
You can. Do it for your Good Morning America appearance.
Well, look, guys, we got you in trouble with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
We talked about music. Is there anything you guys need to plug or want to talk about?
We're just really passionate about this record because we've written it. And and it's from 2 years of just being on the road and having a lot of stuff to say. And I hope everyone enjoys it.
Bad Girls. Coming out Tuesday. Make sure you watch them on GMA, MKTO. Always a pleasure to have you guys in the studio, man. Can't wait to see you guys when you guys head on out on the road. Give it up for Tony and Malcolm, MKTO, everybody.
Thank you. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did you guys hear about Time Warner Cable?
Yeah, they're
buying
being
Charter or Charter.
Charter Communications said on Tuesday that it's buying Time Warner Cable for $55.3 billion, including the debt that Time Warner Cable had, which is valued at $79
billion. Wow.
It's the fourth time that Charter has tried to buy Time Warner, but...
What does this mean for people that have Time Warner?
Or Charter.
You're just going to be on hold a long time? I don't know.
Yeah. They'll still be there between 12 and 8.
Yeah, I have an appointment.
Who do I call?
For sometime in 2016.
Yeah, they'll still be there between 12 and 8.
But, Big Al, remember when you were a spokesman for Charter?
Oh, yeah, man.
Big Al Mack did commercials.
This is probably why they have so much money now to buy Time Warner, because my commercial campaign is so successful.
In fact, Al would make Lacey, who does some production for us and answered phones, you would make her write your commercials for you.
It was hard. It was a few times.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kelly.
Hard, because it was just hard for me to come up with reasons, you know, copy with stuff to talk about.
Oh, it's okay.
Cable company.
Because we decided to play some jokes on Big Al Mack.
Oh, really?
You didn't know this, Al?
I didn't even know this.
This is over a year ago, by the way. We've been holding on to
this for a year?
We've been waiting for the sale.
What happened? I don't even know what this is.
These are supposed to be minute commercials. This one's 3 seconds short, but it's still a joke.
All right. What? So what do you think about when I say the word fantastic? Does it make you think of your home phone, your cable, or your internet service? Well, if you're not with Charter, it probably won't. I'm pleased to announce the Charter Fantastic Four. Now, you've come to know Charter from their lightning-fast internet with speeds up to 60 megabits per second, or their TV service with over 200 HD channels. And don't forget about their phone service. Yeah, unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Yeah.
But now, sit down, get this. Charter proudly introduces, you ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Charter Telegraph. Oh, no. You thought the telegraph was gone? Charter is bringing it back, and it's bigger and better than ever. So call now and get your free Morse key and teleprinter. Man, you could be sitting at home telegraphing all day and all night. You know why? Because Charter Telegraph service is unlimited. Charter Telegraph, baby. The good telegraph.
My telegraph
gosh, out. Anchorman, did you really? So he did these thinking this was the real copy of the spot.
I cannot possibly be that stupid.
You read it?
I cannot possibly be that stupid.
So, Al, you weren't, I didn't know about this. You weren't in on this. You were doing real spots, and then they faked you out with these.
He's Ron. He's Ron Burgundy. He just reads whatever you put in front of him.
Wait, are there more?
Oh, Jenna, he didn't just do it once. He did it plenty of times. Here's another.
Mess it up.
You've heard me tell you about all the great things that Charter has to offer, but now it's getting serious, y'all. Yeah, Charter wants to take a bite out of hunger, and they're looking to deliver. What the heck am I talking about? Well, get this. Charter Pizza. Charter has invested millions of dollars into developing the perfect pizza to complement their already outstanding phone, TV, and internet.
Oh, no.
With a crispy crust, a hearty sauce, and melted cheese, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. And let's not forget about the toppings, okay? Pepperoni, Charter's got it. Mushroom, Charter's got it. Pineapple and ham, no, Charter ain't got that. But if you bundle three pizzas together and get it for only $29.99, you can't beat that. That's Charter Pizza. Call 855-85-CH-PIZZA. Y'all have to say that one again. 855-85-CH-PIZZA. Or go to charterpizza.com to find out if we're baking in your area.
Oh my God.
Additional toppings and delivery charge extra.
What do you
do not understand how I did that? That was a year ago.
How could you not tell with the pizza? Why would Charter deliver pizza?
It made a great idea.
You know, you're talking to the dude that's in business because I gave away ham with limousine
service.
Yeah,
it's a promotion.
So nothing is out of the ordinary. I mean, it could be out of the ordinary, but it's not unbelievable.
It's like I told my woman doctor, my OBGYN, I said, you should offer other services since you're down there anyway, like waxing.
Right.
You know, you should combine things, special offers.
Why not?
Yeah.
Get
it
all done at once. Get cable, get pizza.
Yeah.
Who would like another one of those Big Al Matt commercials?
I love it. That was so hilarious.
Oh, we have another.
I don't believe I did this. I'm trying to record legit commercials.
Do you even recall these?
Y'all wrote vaguely.
Why would they give away Morse code?
And I don't know. I read what y'all write for me.
I know, but this thing, how are you... Why are you even getting someone to write the commercials you? You know, how does that even work?
I just had writer's block.
I think a lot of people don't understand. You know, when we endorse things, it's like we use them, we like it, and then sometimes we are at liberty to really tell you about our personal experience.
Yeah, it depends. Like I do commercials for the Home Depot. They write the commercial for me. The ad agency, whoever it is,
they
write
script.
It for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll give us for other companies. They'll give us just bullet points. And okay. And sometimes they give us almost nothing. And it's
like
up
website,
to us.
Phone number,
right.
And then tell your personal story.
And so I have to get creative or get funny. And some companies don't want you to be funny. And so sometimes you just get writer's block. I'm not a good writer anyway, so I'm trying to do. Yeah, I want to do good by the customer.
Question.
Yes.
How much money were you paying these writers you enlisted from our production?
Man,
you made her write them for free.
Made her. I didn't make her. I said, Lacey, can you please?
Did you pay her?
I don't think you said it like that.
Did you pay
her? I don't think so. No.
No, you didn't pay her.
I said, hey, can you please?
Because of course someone's not going to say no when you, in your position, ask them to do it, but you should pay them.
Please help me write a commercial.
You took Lacey away from the production work she does here for the show.
Commercial.
Because you were making her write them.
At least give her a gift card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al.
Yes.
You did pizza for Charter.
Yes. Charter pizza. Call
800. Ham and pineapple. No, they don't got that.
Call 800-CH-PIZZA.
So you did pizza and you did the Telegraph. Do you have any idea what the third one could potentially be?
I have no earthly idea.
Zero recollection of these commercials you did.
This was done over a year ago, and I've forgotten about it. Whatever it was, I forgot about it.
Okay, let's take a listen to Big Al Mac's Charter spot that was written...
Completely bogus.
Yeah.
By Lacey.
This does not exist, whatever's about to happen.
Yeah.
Don't call now.
All right, here we go.
Hey, do you have a minute for me to talk to you about your TV, phone, and internet? Well, Charter has invested billions of dollars in their network, and they want you to check it out. It's called Charter Spectrum. Yeah, they've dropped some big bucks, and they're getting all RGBiv all over your TV, phone, and internet. Now, I know what you're saying. Who the heck is RGBiv? The missing member of Belle Biv DeVoe? No. That's the color spectrum, man. And just like how that's the color spectrum, Charter wants to be your home entertainment spectrum. You get it?
Uh-oh.
Would you believe it? When you get your TV through Charter, they have all the colors of the spectrum, all of them, in HD. So Charter gets RGBiv all over your TV. And your computer has colors too, right? Well, get some spectrum in there, man. Hook that computer up. At a blazing 60 megabits per second, Roy is going to be like, slow down. I only move at the speed of light, man. Now, you can't see voices, so I guess I'll just buy a colorful phone and use that when I'm talking on my unlimited local and long-distance Charter phone. What kind of drugs did y'all have me?
RGBiv?
You just read it. That was complete gibberish.
Big Al says dumb things, dumb.
I have no idea.
Oh, I got so much heat for that Christmas Carol.
Don't
thank
tell
you.
Me what
no common sense. He brings dumb.
Okay. Now this is going to be twisted on me. I was so mean to Big Al.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, we played it just so people know why you did that song.
Thank you. I'm vindicated.
Yeah,
I'm vindicated.
We needed you to be vindicated, Kelly.
I have no idea what that was.
Jibba, 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 jibba.
And the funny thing
jibba,
is,
jibba, 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 jibba.
That's not the first time we've done it. We did it with the fake glasses spot.
Wood
you read
material,
that.
Plastic material.
Hey, I just do what I'm told. I'm a soldier. I do what I'm told.
No, you asked them to write it, and they wrote it, and then you still did it.
Yes, and then y'all tell me to do something, I do it.
You didn't question the pizza?
I'm a soldier.
He didn't question the glasses material.
Yeah.
Glasses material? Wood material?
I've learned that I cannot. You guys cannot be trusted.
You guys?
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with that.
We've learned that you
did this to yourself.
You will read anything. You are the...
You did it!
Real life Ron Burgundy.
You did it to yourself, sir. You asked for the help.
And then the fact that y'all sat on it for like a year.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, we have to wait.
That was a lovely surprise. I love those kinds of surprises.
I think Al needs to dress up as Ron Burgundy and recreate those commercials.
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah.
Like, we need to make these TV spots.
We'll buy the spots on television for you to do it.
If you missed it, Big Al Mack did a fake commercial that was written for him.
Unbeknownst to him.
Right.
And he decided to go ahead and read it because he had no idea what it was about.
I don't know.
Here you go.
What up, it's your boy Big Al Mack, and I've been known for my great style and slender figure, but more recently it's all been about my vanity glasses. Well, Vanity Crafters has been putting see-throughable things on people's faces since 1983, and they have all the newest styles and shapes of frames made of wood, glasses material, formica, tile, PVC, and yes, wood again. You know, when you look this good, no one will ever wonder why you got LASIK in the first place. So instead of stealing the 3D glasses from the movie theaters, yes, I said theaters, and popping the frames out, head down to my favorite place, Vanity Crafters. Vanity Crafters, like looking through nothing at all.
I love it.
He's like, I don't care, I'll read it. I have so much passion for those of you who are thinking about, who would I like to advertise my product?
Anything.
There's a man who cares.
Anything.
And I don't care, I'll read it.
And he gets a lot.
Hey, y'all, you give me some copy, I'll read it.
I wanna,
you give me some copy, I will read it.
I want to write one for like windowless vans for out to read.
Oh, man.
You give me copy, I will read it.
Anything. Oh, Big Al Mack, that's great.
Oh, man.
How you feeling, Kelly?
I feel fine. I'm just a little groggy.
Dry.
I had to have a little procedure yesterday after the show.
Oh, speaking of that, Kelly.
Yeah, and I'm a little, the anesthesia was that propofol, the stuff that Michael Jackson was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anesthesia tends to make me very nauseous, and this one doesn't, so they gave me that. But I'm very dry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't.
You got cotton mouth
still. Yeah. My eyes are dry.
So you were out.
I was choked after we went to get something to eat afterwards. I started, like, choking in the restaurant. It was, like, stupid of me trying to eat then.
Who went with you to this outpatient surgery?
Bill.
Your boyfriend?
Bill, my boyfriend.
You guys have gone. You've gone grocery shopping together.
Now you've had the hospital.
He's picked me up at the airport.
He's picked you up at the airport, and now outpatient surgery.
Took me to my outpatient surgery.
That's sweet.
Luckily, we were expecting Bill to be there, so we gave him a recorder.
Oh, we did?
And
in other words, his phone. They said, hey, turn on your phone.
Well, we couldn't get to him, so we asked him to record it.
Yeah, no one can be trusted.
So,
right?
Kelly was coming. We said, hey, just get Kelly when she's coming out of anesthesia. And you did not disappoint, Kelly.
I didn't know he was recording me. I know this is possible because this stuff's happened before.
Uh-huh.
When you're coming out of anesthesia, you're like, oh,
happened to me.
Just start talking.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear what you said after you came out?
Sure.
Do you have any idea?
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do.
A little recollection? Well, we don't. Let's play. Kelly coming out of her propofol.
Stuck. You know, sometimes when
wake up, Kelly,
work,
wake up.
There you go.
Come on, Kelly.
There you go.
Boiled peanuts and I'm Big Ben.
You want boiled peanuts?
I've been thinking about it ever since because I haven't had any. My Aunt Belma, when I got home in South Carolina, she took me to the racetrack and I got boiled peanuts. Have you ever had boiled peanuts?
I have.
You like my blanket and socks?
Yeah, it works. If you're
and
a clown.
The anesthesiologist gave me soap.
I saw that. What's the soap? Is that
he
just a gift?
He played a game, and he gave me the soap, and he said, smell it. I smell it.
And then you were out.
No.
No.
And then he said, I don't know what smell you think that is. I said, vanilla. And then he popped me right when I said, put the thing in. Distract me.
Distract you, boiled peanuts.
So I knew what I was. I mean, I was
in a blanket.
I was having a coherent conversation. I think I was just it was drugged.
You're all about boiled peanuts, even
I
when you're
some
under.
Boiled peanuts.
Well, Kelly hadn't eaten in a day.
That's true.
You didn't bring up sausage one time.
The sea of my true passion right now is boiled peanuts because I found out they've started the racetrack gas stations. Not all of them have started carrying the big bins of. Now, they just take the can and dump them in a big, I mean, here am I blowing the secret. They dump the can in the vat and they heat them up, but it's still good. Hot boiled peanuts are better than cold boiled peanuts.
They're soggy, though, right? The ones you
like? Some of them are. No, the shell is hard. You pop up in the shell and eat the soft
peanuts.
But they're
wet. Inside.
They're wet, yeah.
Wet
so
peanuts.
I wanted some boiled peanuts.
And did you get them?
No, we went and got it because you had hamburger day in my brain.
Yeah.
So we went and got a hamburger instead, and I about choked. Because I shouldn't have eaten anything then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This burger, okay, not your fault. I'm going to eat. It's better than any meat. I am hungry. I am hungry. I am hungry. Please give me hamburger.
By the way, yeah. We found this gentleman.
We found this guy.
And he will be on our show on Monday.
Oh, I am so excited.
And he has plenty more songs that we could listen to.
I am so excited.
No, we need to get custom.
We need to fly
this. Oh, we'll get a custom one made.
Custom jingles?
Oh, yeah.
Fly him in from Romania.
We noticed that he can't play an instrument and sing at the same time is what I noticed in his songs, but it just works.
He's an acapella artist.
He's an acapella. He has a little, like, he'll use a trumpet
he's like,
from time to time.
Not like, pentatonics. He's like solo tonics.
I can't wait to talk to him on Monday.
Oh, boy.
How would you like to kick off your weekend with up to $1,000?
I would really like
that. Sounds great.
Right? It could happen if we lock you inside that bank vault and you just bail out at the right time or if you hold off the right length. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly, what caller number would you like?
You know what I'm going to pick, but I'm going to throw you off. I'm going to go with caller number. Has to be odd.
Prime.
Prime?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Which sort is normally
not
odd.
The same as odd. Yeah. So I'm going to split the script. Instead of 13, I'll do 31.
31.
There you go.
Wow. You're going to have to go through a lot of calls, Elena.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
No, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone.
No, Raising Cane's presents a night benefiting kids, kids, and music meets medicine. It's happening Friday, July 17th at the House of Blues in Dallas. We've told you this guy's going to be there, Andy Grammer.
Yep, yep.
I'm very excited about that. That song's going to be stuck in your head all weekend long. You're welcome for that. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning.
Great. Got it.
We got single tickets. We got VIP and flyaway packages. We also have some meet and greets with artists. But we have an announcement to make.
What is it? What is it? What is
joining it? Andy Grammer on stage at the Kids, Kids and Music Meets Medicine concert are these guys.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
They had so much fun this morning.
Like, well, hey, come back.
MKTO will be there as well.
Fun.
That's a fun show right there.
And we just played their new song this morning, Bad Girls. How exciting is that? Again, tickets go on sale this morning, 10 a.m.
What's the date of the show again?
July 17th, Big Al Mac.
Friday night, right?
Friday night.
Where's it located?
It's at the House of Blues in Dallas.
Got it. I think we got all the facts out there.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you go buy those tickets at kidnation.com. KIDD nation.com. It's going to be a great show.
All right.
In fact, that's winning some money right now. Maybe you could use that money to buy your tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Beat the bang. But I smell it, so you found it, ultimately.
I couldn't find it at home. I got some up here.
Oh.
Okay. Al's got body butter everywhere.
The whole room smells like
yeah,
it.
It's strong.
Yeah, thank you.
It's strong.
I have to have my body butter, dog. I get out of the shower, I had dry skin, all ashy.
Uh-huh.
I have to butter up.
I feel you.
I have to butter up.
All right. Cher, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Cher. I thought it was like going to be the real Cher.
Yeah.
Because Cher's on hard times. She'd love to win $1,000.
No, I'm sorry.
No. So what's up, Cher? Tell us about you.
Oh, I headed to work this morning.
Okay.
I'm a mom of five, four boys, one girl, so I stay busy.
Yeah,
you do.
What do you do for a living besides be a mom?
I'm a medical record specialist.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa.
Can you look Kelly's up and tell us what kind of procedure she had yesterday?
Now, we'd love to know, Cher.
Keeping that under wraps. Some things are left private on
all
here.
All right.
Cher, how's your Cher impersonation?
Oh, not good.
Not good.
But okay. You know you've tried it, like in the, you know, like in the privacy of your bathroom in the mirror.
No.
You should know your limitations.
Yeah.
That's cool. No problem with that.
Cher, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. We're going to throw numbers your way when you think it's gone as high as it could go, and it's going to go up to $1,000 possibly. We don't know. Mm. It's always random. You make sure you yell stop, because if you don't, You walk away with nothing. We don't want that on your Friday, okay?
All right, let's go.
Yeah, you got five kids. Then. You need that money, girlfriend.
All right. Good
all right.
Luck. Good luck, Cher.
Right.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$190 $250 $340 $440 $520 $550 $590
It's 590.
590.
590. Not bad,
Cher. Yes.
That's 100 for each kid, 90 for you.
There you go.
All right. That's about right.
What number did you have in mind, Cher?
I really didn't. I was just praying that I got a good number and it didn't close on me.
Yeah.
Well, you did.
You played it right. Would you like to see how high it actually goes just for fun, Cher?
Sure.
Sure. I know. Play it, Shannon.
590.
That's how much she won?
600.
Sounds like he's getting excited. Yeah.
680.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
5
Yeah.
Well done.
Good job.
Good deal.
590 is going to help. It's going all to the kids.
Oh, maybe. Maybe she'll, like,
right.
keep that little hush money. Didn't your mama always have a little jar of hush money?
Oh, gosh. My kids know where my hush money is.
All right, Cher. All right, Conley, you hold on for us. We'll hook you up with your money, okay?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We are sending you to see Taylor Swift this summer. Swiftmas in July starts July 6th with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You want for breakfast?
Oh, I'm supposed to run by the store when I leave here.
Oh, that's your shopping list.
Shopping list.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Glad you're buying some bacon and eggs out.
Bacon and eggs, low-fat milk.
You haven't had food in your fridge in a while.
Maple syrup.
All right,
good. Some buttermilk pancakes.
House fridge, I bet it's just like beer.
And cardboard box.
Yeah,
cardboard
right?
box.
I know, mine too.
Yep. Hey, Abby, do you need out to pick anything up at the store for you?
No, not this morning.
Okay, I will. I don't mind. I'm going. I don't go very often. So.
Abby Povar, you are caller number 17, I believe I asked for. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yes.
What are you doing right now? Working?
No, I am actually on my way to take the kids to the babysitters. So, I'm just so excited right now.
What ages are your kids?
My son is about to be 3, and my daughter is about to be 2.
Oh,
so
shout out.
They're just little.
Itty bitties.
Yeah, they're tough, aren't they, Abby?
I'm sorry?
They're tough, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Tough, but fun, and wouldn't change it for the world.
And rewarding.
All right,
well, let's get you paid here, Abby. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Make sure you listen closely to those numbers thrown your way, because you must yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. It could go up to $1,000. It could not.
Okay.
We never know.
No one's ever said stop after the first number.
Yeah. And I don't blame them.
They're optimistic, Al.
I don't blame them.
It would be a stingy banker to close
anyone.
Yeah.
And Abby, if that bank vault closes on you, you'll win nothing. So make sure you win some money, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, Abby. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Who's early?
$140 $190 $300 $320 $430 $480
Really?
Stop at 480.
Wow, because Al was feeling good about this one.
Good.
Hey, Abby wants $480.
That's okay.
What Abby gets. $480, girlfriend.
Thank you.
What you going to do with that money, Abby?
pay the babysitter.
Diapers? I probably take the kids out. I don't know, family day or something. We'll have fun with it.
Oh, you know how many tokens you could get at Chuck E. Cheese with that much money? Woo!
A lot.
Abby, would you like to see how much money you could have won just for fun?
Yes.
Okay, let's just play for fun. Let's see.
Okay.
$610.
Oh, big jump.
$800.
Ooh, bigger car.
I was feeling good.
Yep.
Does it close?
Yeah.
Or does it go?
No.
It's going to close.
All the way.
I feel all the way.
All the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, not bad, Abby. $480 for you.
More than half.
Yes, thank
good job.
You.
Good job, girlfriend. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right, baby. All right.
Hug them babies for us.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Them babies.
There goes Abby. We'll play again on Monday. Man. 720, 820 Central, beat the bank twice
a
day.
How much money we got?
I know. It's
we're giving away almost $50,000 here in the last couple of months.
Where is this money coming from?
Our salary.
Now, let me check my bank. Y'all know somebody jacked me up already. Somebody printed checks. Be on alert. Somebody printed checks from my account and wrote themselves a check, three of them, and cashed them.
Yeah.
They printed with my account number. And everything.
They must have moved on to you from me.
Ethical hacker.
Yeah, you should have called Chris.
Credit card, they're printing their own checks. They're doing everything.
Sorry,
Al. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. These two guys don't need checks printed. Dwayne Johnson and Bradley Cooper.
Uh-huh.
They have movies out this week, and in fact, today.
They're printing money.
Which one should you go watch? We'll ask Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, you guys want to talk movies?
Yes, let's talk movies.
It's Friday. Let's find out if the movies coming out this weekend are worth your dollar. You know, because we have some pretty big celebrities in theaters this weekend, huh, Gray Drake?
You got that right. Literally big.
That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com right there, joining us as she does every single week.
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
Not much. Just hoping this Rock movie's pretty good.
No, it looks so sad, Gray.
It is both of those things. It is sad and great.
Oh, good.
Oh, yay.
It is great. I don't know, Gray. I can't handle movies like this. The San Andreas is what we're talking about, where the fault line completely collapses in an earthquake. I don't like end of the world movies that could really happen.
Jenna's safe. Far away from this movie.
The preview before Mad Max of this movie made me tear up.
Well, it's funny that you would say that because San Andreas to me, I love disaster movies, especially when they involve the city I live in.
Oh,
yeah, right?
You're kidding, right?
No, I love them. I love watching like the sign get ripped off the Capitol Records building, etc.
Did you see your house like getting mauled over?
Exactly, yeah. I can see my house from here. Oh, yeah. There it goes. So within the first 30 minutes of this film,
uh-huh.
I was frantically digging in my purse for that like Valium at the bottom of it.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I knew it was in there and it was covered with lint, but I didn't care. I ate it anyway.
Oh my God.
And
it's that intense.
It is so intense, I nearly burst into tears a few times because this movie never lets up on you. It just keeps pummeling you with disaster. And it's really hard to handle. Like, I was like, oh my God, what am I, a 100-year-old grandma? Like, geez, this movie's crazy.
Yeah, was it actually good?
Yes, for a disaster movie. The reason that you go see those films is because you want to see things you recognize get destroyed.
Right.
And that is exactly what happens. The Rock, he plays like a search and recovery guy who pilots a helicopter. And by the way, doesn't use the helicopter to save the masses. He very specifically saves his family only. When the big one hits Southern California, if I am not standing next to The Rock or the girl that showed her boobs on True Detective,
yeah.
I'm done.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay, so just find and marry a guy that is a search and rescue firefighter,
right.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, this is a whole new life plan for me. That's a great point. I'm going to ditch my boyfriend immediately.
Do the Kardashians survive San Andreas?
Do you know what happened?
Hmm.
Actually, the building just bounced right off Kim's butt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfectly
Everybody
intact.
Everybody was safe.
Good.
It was fine. So this movie is crazy. And so I do not recommend that you see it drunk.
Oh, a moves a lot movement.
Yeah, stay sober, guys. The only thing that you should be using is that Valium in the bottom of your purse.
Wow, really?
How's it doing on the tomato meter?
Like most disaster movies that have very simplistic plots, it is rotten. And 47%, but don't let that discourage you because you get to see The Rock and smell what he's cooking, which in fact is disaster.
Does he step on people he doesn't know to get to his family?
Move, 8-year-old boy. You gotta sit my ex-wife.
It is truly, truly a quality question, and the answer is almost.
Wow. That's believable right there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. They should redo this already. I don't think I can see it.
I'm going to go ahead and watch it. I just like The Rock.
I can't handle it. I'm going to have to skip it, Gray. I'm sorry.
What else is out this weekend, Gray?
Well, weirdly, the other movie that's out this week is Aloha, directed by Cameron Crowe, who did Almost Famous.
Okay.
And it stars Bradley Cooper as a defense contractor who returns to his old stomping grounds of Hawaii to get a private billionaire's satellite launched in the sky. And that billionaire is played by Bill Murray. And in Hawaii is his ex-love, who now has moved on and has a family, and that's played by Rachel McAdams. And he's being escorted around town by a fighter pilot who is Emma Stone. Now, as you guys probably know, aloha means both hello and goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
And after seeing the movie, I can understand why they titled it that, because this movie don't know whether it's coming or going.
Honestly, great. It looks horrible
from what
I've seen.
And what a great cast.
It is a great cast, and Cameron Crowe is a really great filmmaker who I respect very much. And I did not understand this movie. And his movies are about relationships and family and loving music and things like that are very easy to understand. So I was really perplexed by this one. I'm sad to say that it made zero sense at all, and I kept trying to play catch-up, and people are calling it a comedy, but I didn't laugh.
Mm. Oh. As they were launching the satellite, The Rock should have flown by in the helicopter with his wife.
Right after he saved him at San Andreas.
And pushed Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, you know what? The Rock could have actually used Bradley Cooper as a human shield.
What do your fellow critics on Rotten Tomatoes think?
You know what? The releasing studio, which is Sony, won't let any critics post their reviews.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, what's that mean? They're allowed to tell you no?
Sony Studios won't let the critics post their reviews yet. They're waiting till the exact last minute because they know that this movie's going to be obliterated by the critics.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be rotten.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, man. I do the same thing after a bad night with my girlfriend. I'm like, don't even tell me how I was, you know, because I know.
Save your review.
You know, sometimes you can have a bad day or night or whatever it is. So I'm like, baby, don't even say it because I kind of know. Yeah. So just keep your comments to yourself and maybe next time.
Actually, there are many reasons that I compare you to movie studios, Big Al. Like, you got some hits, you got some misses, but overall, you bring us a lot of joy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com right there telling us that both movies are and one of them's like, what?
Yeah, Medicaid for one. Yeah.
Thank you, Gray Drake. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
You got it, guys. I'm going to go put some more Xanax in my earthquake kit.
Get it, girlfriend.
Thank you, baby.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.